Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me live today is Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina. Good morning, Mr. Ordina. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely appreciate you taking some time today, and a lot of questions and things to be answered, I think, today with last week's ruling from the Supreme Court. We heard from Governor Gordon earlier this morning on these vaccine mandates. Wanted to bring you on as well to talk more about it and what this means for healthcare workers. So, Mr. Ordina, maybe let's start out with what you do know with the Supreme Court ruling and the federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers.
Yeah, so the original injunction obviously was lifted by the Supreme Court, which basically puts in motion everything that was in play before. And so, you know, our deadlines now are we have to have 80% of our staff vaccinated by January 27th with a plan to get 100%, and then 90% by February 28th, and then full vaccination by March 15th.
So, Mr. Ordina, is this a get vaccinated or lose your job type of situation? Is that what this means?
Well, the answer is, in the strictest sense, yes. But there's still two exemptions that local hospitals can look at, and that's a religious exemption or a medical exemption. And we've already granted close to about 40 religious exemptions. So there is an accommodation that can be made for employees, but those employees that are granted those accommodations, they'll most likely have to be tested on a weekly basis.
Speaking with Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina this morning about this federal healthcare vaccine mandate, which was upheld last week by the United States Supreme Court. One of the questions I had from this was, you know, and things are kind of in flux right now with the EMS merger that's happening in Star Valley with Thane and Alpine, but a lot of volunteers are part of the healthcare system. Is there any clarification on maybe those that are not directly on the Star Valley Health payroll, or how does that all work? Are you sure?
Yeah, CMS is very clear. Any volunteer of Star Valley Health also has to be, there has to be a plan to become vaccinated. And I want to be clear. I mean, our position from the get-go at Star Valley Health has been, we want to encourage people to get vaccinated, but we also respect individual choice. And the country is obviously very divided on this issue. And we don't believe at Star Valley Health that you're going to get a lot of mileage by just forcing people to do something. I think that you can influence them in such a way where, you know, they get on board if they understand the why.
So as you begin to roll this out, what kind of timeline are you looking at? You mentioned that you've got to have 80% first and then start rolling out everything else. How much time do you have to make this happen?
Yeah, just, you know, the next month and a half, really, or 2 months. I think that we did a lot of the legwork back in November and December. And I think Star Valley Health is positioned pretty well. Everybody understands, you know, that this has a huge implication for us financially. I mean, if we were to just kind of, you know, thumb our nose at the federal government, it would mean that the draconian consequence would be, you know, they would just shut down all of our funding and our license. And, you know, I mean, Star Valley Health receives about $23 million from CMS on an annual basis.
What's your feeling amongst the majority of the staff at Star Valley Health? Do you feel like there's going to be a battle with this? Of course, people, as you mentioned, have their opinions on whether or not they'd like to get this, but do you think this is going to be a hard thing to get everybody vaccinated?
No, I think we've spent enough time working through and just trying to explain. You know, our position is we want to keep every single one of our employees, and so if there's a way that we can keep them, we're going to keep them. And, you know, healthcare workers have been beaten up over the last 2 years, going on three now. And they're tired. You know, they're burnt out. They've really given a lot. And to, for some, this might be the, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. And so I think that if we focus on just trying to help them and work through their individual issues, we're going to be positioned well.
Star Valley Health CEO Daniel Ordina with us on the air this morning as part of the weekday wake up. So let's talk more about the current local status of COVID-19 and the various variants and things like that. And you mentioned the what the healthcare workers have been through over the last couple of years. How are things snapshot wise at this moment as far as what Star Valley Health is seeing in your facility? And you know, we hear in the national news about this variant and that variant and spikes here and there. Has Star Valley Health seen that as well?
Yeah, so we there's a little bit of a lag with the uptick in COVID cases. You know, you obviously the urban areas they get hit first, and then it works its way to the more rural areas. But now's our time, and so more and more people are being tested. They're coming through the testing lines, and the positivity rate is increasing. We're seeing that children. There's more of the positive rate in children, which is a concern. This is kind of brand new. A lot of the, you know, primary children's hospital is full. And so managing, you know, those children that are having struggles with the COVID virus, that's a new twist in this whole story that's going on.
So speaking on the vaccines, maybe for those outside of the healthcare industry, for the general public, the general community, are you seeing benefits of the vaccine? There's of course a lot of questions on how effective they are, whether they're working. Are you from a healthcare standpoint and those at Star Valley Health seeing that the vaccine is working for those that decide to take it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, obviously, it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. I mean, I think there's a lot of folks that have learned that lesson. But if you do get COVID, after you've had the vaccine, the symptoms are so much, much more manageable. And that's why we encourage everybody to get vaccinated, is, you know, the chances of you being hospitalized just go down dramatically. And we feel like there's just a better way to not put pressure on the healthcare systems and the healthcare workers if folks are vaccinated. But again, everybody has their individual choice. We respect that, and then we'll work with them as they make those choices.
That's Star Valley Health CEO Dan Ordina this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Mr. Ordina, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention in regards to the federal mandate for healthcare workers?
Just a shout out to all of our wonderful employees. We're highlighting them in social and digital and traditional media, telling their story. We just appreciate the community and supporting us. They're really heroes, and it's unfortunate that we're kind of caught in the middle of all of this, but we're here to serve the community, and we just appreciate these wonderful people that are on the front line.
That's Daniel Ordina, CEO of Star Valley Health. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
With the winter season upon us, the town of Afton reminds its residents to keep vehicles and all other...
Hey, thank you so much, Daniel.